Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Bet Sweats, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm PJ Glasser, joined today by the great Jake Hassan. We'll be with you for the next 3 hours, talking a bunch of NFL, bunch of college football. Jake's Illini were in action last night against Mizzou in college hoops. Maybe we'll dive into a little bit of that as well. Maybe pick Jake's brain on some MLB offseason, maybe talk a little futures market. I think my Orioles might make some noise, Jake. We'll dive into that throughout the next 3 hours of the show. As always, you guys can watch and listen on the BetMGM Network. Just go to YouTube and check out the BetMGM live stream. You also can listen for free on the Odyssey app as well. But last night in the NFL, we had San Francisco and Indianapolis. The Niners improved to 11-4 on the season. The Colts dropped to 8-7 and looking real bleak for them to make the postseason. Hopefully you bet the over in the game because San Francisco covered it by themselves with 48 points. Brock Purdy, 5 touchdown passes, 1 interception, 295 yards passing. Christian McCaffrey, 21 carries for 117 yards. CMC did have 2 receiving touchdowns. Kittle had 1. Juwan Jennings had 1. DeMarcus Robinson as well. Before we dive into the Colts side of things and Phillip Rivers, who really didn't play all that bad either, Jake, for Indianapolis, we keep trying to figure out like how the NFC playoff picture is going to go, and we keep making a case for all these teams. You know, the team that like people aren't making a case for is San Francisco, and all they're doing is just winning, scoring a bunch of points. Now, they do have those key defensive injuries. No Bosa, no Warner, as we know. You would think eventually that catches up with them. Jake, that offense looked really good last night, man. I mean, do you think San Francisco is a team, especially if they can capture that one seed, win the NFC West, get home field? I mean, do you think that's a team that could go to the Super Bowl again?
I was actually thinking about the same thing last night, PJ, because I felt the same way of, oh, well, they have the offense. And I know every time San Francisco comes up, the immediate counter is, oh, well, they're so hurt. Oh, well, PJ, they're calling me and you to play in the secondary right now. But if they're going to score like that, maybe it doesn't matter. Because also you look at the rest of the NFC, what defense legitimately scares you outside of the Seahawks? Like, I'm a Bears fan. They've had a bunch of key takeaways and key moments all year long, but that's very fluky. That can be very hit or miss. The Rams defense is kind of whatever. We know Philly has the upside of a Super Bowl winning defense, but they haven't been the same at all this year. The NFC South, we could just throw out as a whole because who cares? So it's like, if we want to split hairs here, of, oh, well, you got to have a good defense. then we might have to throw out the entire NFC. And if we're just going to do this with, all right, well, you just got to have a good offense. If you could tell me that Brock Purdy's going to be healthy and CMC is going to make it through an entire postseason run healthy, I don't see why they can't beat anybody.
Yeah, I mean, their offense, like you said, is looking really good right now. Purdy was great. McCaffrey is just having a terrific season. They're doing all this. You know, they thought at this point in the year, maybe they get Brandon Ayuk back. That doesn't look like it's going to happen. I think my one concern, though, Jake, for San Francisco is they lost Warner in the Tampa Bay game earlier this year, right? Bosa got hurt before that. So since playing Tampa Bay, the Niners have only lost two games this season since then. They were 4-2 after the loss to Tampa Bay. Since then, they've gone 7-2. But the only two playoff teams that they've played, Houston and the Rams, and they lost to both of those teams by double digits. The other teams that they played, Atlanta, the Giants, Arizona, Carolina, Cleveland, Tennessee, and this version of Indy. So the next 2 weeks, they play the Bears, and they play Seattle. So even though we were just making the case for maybe people are sleeping on San Francisco, I mean, you definitely also could say, like, they haven't really played anybody. I mean, how do you feel about that Sunday night game against your Bears next week? Niners, it's looking like they're going to be a 3-point favorite.
I get it. I understand it. I do think that this is a perfect, I mean, PJ, you and I always talk, I mean, we went to the Ken Barkley school of thought of, well, what's the spot? This is just such a letdown spot, regression spot for the Bears. Coming off the overtime win Saturday night against Green Bay. And then, all right, now you go to San Francisco, who has an elite offense, even though they maybe can't stop anybody. And should it be close? Sure, the Bears have played close games all year long. But kind of starting, I'm not rushing to bet the three, but I do think the Bears probably lose that game, and it's going to be a very unpopular take. But we know, PJ, that regression spot, it looms.
Yeah. Oh, if there was ever going to be a letdown, like, how could it not be that game after that comeback against your rival in prime time at home? Like, definitely has all the makings of it. Yeah, I would probably lean San Francisco in that game as well at the -3. I think they probably end up winning. It just feels like that Seattle-San Francisco game is setting up Week 18 to be the NBC Sunday night game for the number one seed and who wins the division and all that stuff. And it'd be unbelievable if the Niners end up getting the one seed. Jake, we have so many good candidates this year for Coach of the Year in the NFL, and maybe the winner of that Bears-Niners game ends up winning the award. If the Niners get the number one seed, though, in the NFC, do you think that Kyle Shanahan wins Coach of the Year? Or do you still think it goes to Ben Johnson? Do you think it goes to Mike Vrabel potentially, especially if the Pats get the number one seed? Like, how would you see that market playing out?
I kind of think you're right. Doesn't it feel like whoever wins the Bears-Niners game is definitely at least going to be in the driver's seat for that award? And I kind of think of Coach of the Year when it comes to Kyle Shanahan the same way that I'm thinking about MVP with Matthew Stafford. The voters have been dying to give Stafford an MVP for how long now? And it feels like every year, same thing with Coach of the Year. Shanahan's always there. He's always in the mix. And then it's Stefanski because of Flacco. It's somebody else. It's McDonald all year this year. It's Vrabel all year this year. And it just feels like it's about that time for the Kyle Shanahan Coach of the Year legacy year. Like, all right, if it's not going to be this year, it's just never happening. So I kind of feel like that those two things are kind of similar, but I do think you're right. If the Bears win this game on the road at San Francisco, and let's go a step further and say that they get revenge against the Lions, because remember, early in the season, the Lions shoved the Bears in a locker and beat them by roughly a billion points. The Bears go out and they end this year on a winning streak, including Green Bay, including beating San Francisco on the road. And then you get a revenge spot against the Lions to close the season and end what is turned out to be a magic carpet ride of a season and possibly get the one seed yourself. I think that Ben Johnson's probably going to be the one that wins it, but we have to see who wins. And obviously the Niners are favored by 3. So we know what the market's telling you. We have to wait for the line movement now.
Yeah. I mean, what a great year for Coach of the Year for sure. Again, a lot of good candidates. I agree. I think the winner of that game probably in the driver's seat. Right now, Mike Vrabel is your favorite, plus 150, followed by Shanahan, plus 200. Mike McDonald is plus 375. Ben Johnson, plus 600. So that's why I think Shanahan probably ends up winning the award, Jake, if they win the one seed, because, again, they're going up against Ben Johnson, who's towards the top of the leaderboard, and then he's going up against Mike McDonald at the end of the year. So if you beat those two coaches, get the one seed. Now, Jacksonville has a shot at the one seed, too, and Liam Cohen's name is lurking at plus 650. So kind of have to see how both things play out in the AFC. But if you want to kind of forecast ahead instead of maybe betting the market of who gets the number one seed, especially in the NFC, I'd maybe just look at potentially coach of the year and see what is the better price. So that's an interesting way of looking at it as well. PJ Glasser, Jake Kassam, Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network. Let's look at the Indianapolis Colts side of things. Phillip Rivers last night, Jake, 23 for 35, 277 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. I mean, old man Phil was balling in the first quarter, first half. I mean, much of the game, he looked really, really good. What did you make of Rivers' performance last night?
This is going to sound like a joke, PJ. And I promise you, this is 100% serious. Do the Colts run it back with him next year at this point? Like, if Riley Leonard can't play, and we all assume that they're just going to move on from Anthony Richardson because the dude's breaking his face on resistance bands, and now he's nowhere to be seen. His face is on milk cartons around the facility. They clearly don't think he can play anymore, are clearly just over it. And Daniel Jones is going to be back from this Achilles injury for maybe most of the year, if the entire year. I like you said, I give old man Phil credit. He was slinging that thing last night a little bit. So I don't see, like, I'm thinking about it for next year. Even if he goes winless, if he's your best option and you don't think Anthony Richardson can play and Riley Leonard stinks, do you give Phil another go at it next year? You're like, hey, you want to kick that insurance policy another year down the road? Let's go. You want to do this? I don't think it's impossible at this point.
I don't think he comes back again next year, just because at this point in his life, when you're going from age 44 to 45 in another offseason, like, that's a lot. I will say, though, I think it would be very Colts for them to go after, like, Kirk Cousins, or for them to go after, like, Tua, just bring in another just, like, statue quarterback and try to make it work. I think that's the direction they go in. I'm sure they draft a quarterback, like, if they feel like they're getting good value on a guy, I could see them drafting one. I don't expect them to do that in the first round. But Jake, this Indy team went all in when they traded for Sauce Gardner at the deadline, right? I mean, they gave away two first rounders. Like, their expectation was to win a Super Bowl. They felt like they had the team to do it. They didn't see Daniel Jones getting hurt, and that is unfortunate for them. But this team, they're in win now mode. So again, like, if they feel like Rivers is their best option to win now, maybe they do it. I can't imagine with the full offseason, like, that's what they think is their best option. But I would expect them to go after one of the quarterbacks. Like, I could see them being a player for Kyler Murray. I could see them, again, being in the market for a Tua, for a Kirk Cousins, one of these kinds of players.
Let me sell you on something, PJ, because obviously they're not going to have a draft pick for a Mendoza or a Moore, one of these top guys. Can I sell you on Indianapolis Colts second round pick Diego Pavia?
Ooh, that's interesting.
I mean, doesn't that feel like good. So? Because they could still do the same thing. They could still go get Cousins. Like, doesn't that feel so Colts? And so the more things change, the more they stay the same. You get Cousins, you draft Pavia in the second or third round. You say it's going to be a competition. Cousins loses the job to Pavia. Pavia goes out there in the preseason and probably has a couple nice plays. He does the whole rah-rah charade, and then he stinks. And then the Colts just stink, and they're like, so when is Daniel Jones coming back? And it's just, it all falls apart.
It makes a lot of sense, actually, because that's the kind of quarterback that they've been drafting the last few years. You know, like, Richardson was a mobile guy, Ellinger was a mobile guy, Riley Leonard's a mobile guy. So they definitely like, you know, it's funny. They like, in free agency, going after the quarterbacks that can't move. Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz, Phillip Rivers. But when it comes to drafting a quarterback, they like getting guys that are mobile in college. So I don't think the Pavia look is terrible. And, like, the Colts, I mean, we saw it earlier in the year, right? When they get good quarterback play, it is a decent team. You have one of the best running backs in football, Jonathan Taylor. You got a good young tight end in Warren. The receiving core isn't great, but it's okay with Pittman, Pierce, and Downs. Defense is good, especially when Sauce Gardner's out there. What really hurt them, though, is that Jonathan Taylor just could not get going over these last few weeks. I talked about it yesterday doing the show with Kate, Jake, that one of my favorite plays was Jonathan Taylor's longest rush under 17 and a half yards. It was plus 110. His last three games before yesterday, his longest runs were 11, 12, and 14 yards. His longest run in that game yesterday was 7 yards. He averaged 2.9 yards per carry, 16 carries for 46 yards. So they're just not getting those explosive plays with JT on the ground that they were getting early on in the year. A lot of that has to do with the fact they're stepping up in competition. Their schedule was so easy at the beginning of the year. It's gotten much harder here in November and December. But when you don't have a quarterback and a passing game that teams fear, they can just load up on the run game and force you to beat them through the air. That's what San Francisco did last night, and Rivers did make some plays and had a good night. But Jonathan Taylor, I mean, the Colts go as he goes. And the fact that they haven't been able to get him going, Jake, is the reason why they were 7-1, and now they're 8-7.
Well, and if you want to even look ahead to continuing to fade Jonathan Taylor, here's the Jaguars and the Texans to end your year. Okay, how do we think that's going to go? One of, if not the best defenses in the league to close out your season with the Texans, and a defense that we know can play at a really high level and has played at a high level with the pass rush, especially with the Jaguars, too. I think it's just fade Jonathan Taylor in every which way, the longest rush, whether it's just the rushing yards in the game, because both those teams are just going to stack the box like we've seen since Rivers got there. Like, cool, dare Phillip Rivers to beat you and say, all right, hey, even though you could sling it a little bit, you're still 45. We dare you to beat us.
Man, yeah, Jake, I was in three of my fantasy leagues. I was in the semifinals. I lost two of them. Both of those leagues had Jonathan Taylor on my team.
Oh,
looked so good early on in the season when he was just like, you know, getting 25 points a week. And
oh, you thought
cruise 4 weeks? I thought I'd cruise. I'm like, I've found the guy that's going to win me fantasy. Right, there's a guy every year. Looks like that guy's probably going to be Puka this year with the way he's performing as of late. Thought Jonathan Taylor was that guy. I'm like, I got him. Going to win. So 1-2 this past week. Hopefully I can win my one game where I'm in the championship. But just brutal last couple weeks for Jonathan Taylor. More NFL conversation. We come back. We'll look at week 17 in the NFL.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
PJ Glasser, Jake Hassan here with you on Bet Sweats. NFL Week 17 starts on Thursday with a Christmas triple header. Oh, Jake, how about these games? Cowboys, Commanders, Josh Johnson, likely starting for Washington. Lions and Vikings, Max Brosmer, likely starting for Minnesota. And Broncos and Chiefs, no Mahomes, no Gardner Minshew. You're going to get Chris Olodokun and like it on Thursday night against the Denver Broncos as a 13-point underdog. Jake, what do you think is going to be the toughest watch offensively? Kansas City, Minnesota, or Washington?
Oh, I mean, it has to be Kansas City, right? Third string quarterback who's got like exactly six NFL snaps against that defense for the Broncos. That has to be the answer, right?
Well, it has to. And then you just look at like the totals in the game. I mean, the total in the Washington game still 50.5, which I think speaks to Dallas's defense. So I think Washington can put up some points. The Lions defense also ton of injuries. I think they can put up some points. I don't know if Kansas City is going to score in the double digits. I mean, that total is 36.5. They're a 13-point dog. Let's actually let's see if their team total is up for that game.
God.
I'm curious. What? No, it's not yet. I see the first half team total for Kansas City. I do not see the full game team total.
Maybe they'll just call the game at halftime. They'll say, you know what? Forget it.
I will tell you this, though, Jake, for both at BetMGM, for both teams in Broncos Chiefs, both teams to score 10 points, the no is only plus 130. Only plus 130 for both teams not to score 10 points. What do you think?
What do you think? So horrible. But I'm tempted to take the no. Like, how are you not? Like, how can you not be tempted by that at least?
I'm definitely intrigued when Harrison Butker props pop up, what his field goal number is, because, you know, he does have a big leg, and like they're going to try and kick field goals from wherever. He got a bunch of opportunities last week against the Titans. I could see it being the same thing. I think it's got to be Kansas City. I was talking about it yesterday with Kate. I'm kind of tempted to take them plus 13, too.
That's PJ, stop.
Jake,
stop.
It's a lot of points. Divisional game. On the road, Broncos are fighting for the division. Like, I know it's going to be one of those bets. Like, you make it and you instantly regret it. Let me put it this way. Would you ever lay 13 with the Broncos in that game? Like, if you had to bet it, if you were in a pool where you were picking every game in the NFL this week against the spread, you had to pick that game, which side would you choose?
It has to be the Broncos. PJ, Chris Olodokun has played 36 total snaps in his career. 36 in his career. And now here's the Broncos defense. Doesn't this scream Broncos defensive touchdown at some point? Like, I think, like, I'm not saying that Bo Nix is going to go put up 40 on you, but it's just, it feels like at least one Denver defensive touchdown. It feels like he just grinded away inside of two touchdowns. I know it's still 13, it's still a big number, but you're not sitting at 14.5. That makes me say, all right, I'll take the Broncos in that scenario.
I just, I can't do it, even though I don't know how Kansas City's going
to
score.
I'm not saying, hey, let me go rush to the window and lay 13 with Bo Nix on the road. No, but if you're going to make me pick a side, like if you're going to say, hey, you know, family is being held hostage in some undisclosed location, you have to pick a side on this game, it's the Broncos all day. It's never the Chiefs. Can't wait for them to just win out right now.
Did the Broncos' performance last week against Jacksonville, did that change anything for you? So tell me what your thoughts were on the Broncos before that game. Did you think they were a serious threat to win the AFC? And losing to the Jaguars in the fashion that they did that change your opinion on Denver at all?
It didn't change my opinion on Denver because I was already skeptical going in. Like me and Kay Constable were talking about this on the Better Angle a couple days ago, that I'm just not a Bo Nix guy. Like, it feels like you're on one side of the fence or the other with Bo Nix. Like, there's no gray area. You feel very strongly one way or the other. I'm a Bo Nix skeptic. I don't know if push comes to shove, he's the guy you want in a big game, game-clinching situation. We've seen him make big throws. We may have seen him have big games. But just in a spot like that where you can entrench yourself as a true contender in the AFC, you can, you know, shove another AFC contender in a locker and you just chunk it, you brick it. And so I think that's what the Broncos inherently are. If you get an A-plus game from their defense, yeah, they can beat anybody. But the fact that you let the Jaguars come into your house, into your place, where everybody all year has been saying, tough place to play, undefeated, can't get it done, like hard to go in there, and then you get 35, 34 dropped on you on your head at home, it kind of reaffirmed what I had already been believing, or I guess not believing, about the Broncos.
I'm with you on Bo Nix. You know, when he was at Auburn, Jake, playing college football, we would call him Bo Picks. And I still feel like there's some of that in there for sure.
Yeah.
It's really important, for Denver to get the number one seed. Like they, I mean, that's a tough place to play in the altitude. It's a great fan base. It's really loud. That defense plays better at home. Like they're still control their own destiny to get the one seed. They win these next two games. They get the one seed. They got to do that. So if you think that they are not going to do that and that the Patriots win the final two games or maybe the Chargers win their final two games and the Broncos don't get the one seed, but you still like them, definitely hold off and wait to bet them to win the AFC. But if you like the Broncos and you think that they're going to win out and get the one seed, then I would probably bet them right now. I mean, they do have the shortest odds still, Jake, to win the AFC at plus 350, followed by Buffalo's right there at 4-1. Patriots are plus 375, and then you got Jacksonville plus 550 and Houston plus 650. I just can never remember a time where it was that jumbled up, right? Like, there were so many teams. I mean, that is crazy how tight it is there towards the top. So that's Broncos and Chiefs. The game that we have middle part of the day, the Lions, they're a 6-point favorite on the road at Minnesota. Total is 44.5. I actually will have a bet on this game. I got Detroit at 5.5. I still like them at -6. Jake, before the Steelers game on Sunday, Dan Campbell in Detroit, they were 15-0 straight up and 14-1 against the spread coming off of a straight up loss. That was off of one loss. Now we get Detroit off of two losses. To a team that went into their house and beat them with J.J. McCarthy. And, like, the weakness of the Lions team is their defense. I don't think Minnesota is going to do enough offensively to exploit that. So I like the Lions indoors on a fast track, taking care of business. Anything under a touchdown, I think, is a good bet. I think this probably closes at 6.5. Maybe even it closes at 7. I would look at Detroit, though, in that game. Also think they're a really good money line parlay piece, minus 275. You want to go that route, but I like the Lions -6.
Well, PJ, me and you were talking about earlier, like last end of last segment, your fantasy championships, and I'm in my fantasy championship in one of my leagues, one out of two leagues that I do every year, and I'm in the championship, and I've just been kind of cycling through defenses for most of the year because I've had the Seahawks, but I didn't want to play the Seahawks against the Rams, and I'm not sure I want to play the Seahawks again this year, even though it's Carolina, but we know Carolina has some upside offensively. So I was like, all right, let me go see what defenses are on the waiver wire. And there's Detroit sitting there. about to go against Max Brosmer. I hit that claim button right away this morning. I was like, yep, let's do it. I don't know if I'm going to do it yet because I might just go with All Reliable and I might just put the Seahawks in, even though Carolina's played better. But I was like, you know what? Let me just pick up the Lions and I'll make a game time decision here and see what we got. But I think you're right. I think six and a half, I think it's totally fine with Detroit. You get to seven is where you start to lose me with Minnesota just because we know that place is going to be insanely loud. We know, like, Brosmer at least has some theoretical upside just because we don't exactly know what it is, except we kind of do. Is it probably just Detroit runs wild? Jahmyr Gibbs has a big game. Amon-Ra St. Brown has a big game. Yeah, probably. So even at seven, I would probably still, as we had been saying on this show for the last couple weeks, I'd probably hover on the button at Detroit minus seven. But I would think about it for a second. Maybe if it gets to seven, maybe it's a teaser. Like,
yeah, I like that. I think Detroit's the right side in the game. Jake, if I were to ask you the most disappointing team in the NFL this season, Lions, Chiefs, Ravens, what would your answer be?
I mean, doesn't it feel like we were all kind of expecting regression from the Lions? Like, especially after the way that they exited the playoffs last year, didn't it kind of feel like we were all almost waiting for this to happen? I guess you, like, the easy answer is probably the Chiefs because obviously it's Mahomes, it's Andy Reid. We thought they'd go back to the Super Bowl, but then Mahomes gets hurt, so it feels like that changes the calculus. But the Ravens do this every year, so you can't be disappointed by what you knew was already going to happen, right? So I guess the answer by default is the Chiefs.
I think it's probably the Chiefs as well. As you said, we kind of all expected this with the Lions. I know I certainly did. They lost both of their coordinators, right?
Yeah.
Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. And even though at times it looked really good, they had a tough schedule this year. And I think that kind of caught up with them. It's going to help them that next year. I mean, if they lose this game, they might finish last in the division. They might finish last. They could have a fourth place schedule. So might be in Detroit's best interest. And again, with Dan Campbell as their coach, they're never going to try and lose a game and they can still make the playoffs. So they're not going to do that. But if they do lose, they can finish last in the division and it might be time to buy in on the Lions for next year. I think it is Kansas City though, Jake, because I mean, they were favored to win the Super Bowl. Like week four, week five, they were, you know, they start off 0-2 and then they bring it back. They're 2-2. Then they're 3-2. Worthy comes back. The offense looks like its old self. They're playing great. They just haven't been able to win any of those one-score games. And we've been so used to the Chiefs pulling all these games out of left field that they just haven't been doing this year. So I agree with you. I think they're the most disappointing. And what's been shocking is like all these must-win games that the Chiefs have had, right? They come out of their bye week. They're playing at Denver. Oh, this is a game Kansas City always wins. They don't win. Oh, they're playing the Cowboys on Christmas Day. Like, they're going to win. They don't win that game. The Texans game on Sunday night, Mahomes, Andy Reid at home, prime time. Like, all these games that we all expect the Chiefs to win, they just haven't been winning them. So, I agree. I think it is the Chiefs, but Detroit's certainly been disappointing, and it's kind of crazy that that offense likely isn't going to be in the postseason.
Well, and it was Chiefs derangement syndrome where everyone was saying, like you said, oh, well, this is where they get back on track. This is where they rip off the winning streak. This is where they figure it out. And then it was just L. And even in that Chargers game where Mahomes ends up getting hurt, like, did anyone think they were winning that game? Even before Mahomes got hurt, like, it would have taken a drive and it probably would have come down to a Harrison Butker kick, even if Mahomes stays healthy in that game. And it's not like he's been nails this year and even going back to last year at points too. So, I mean, I'd been on the better angle the day before saying, I'm taking the Chargers outright. And Kate Constable laughed me out of the room. Kenny Henderson laughed me out of the room. Like, oh, you're crazy. Divisional game. This is where the Chiefs win. And granted, Mahomes got hurt, so that changes things. But even watching that game, like, the Chargers outplayed them, and that feels like what it's been for the Chiefs, or what it had been all year, is, oh, we just got to wait. Just wait till this person's back or that person's back. Oh, they'll figure it out here. And just bam, 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 loss. Like, I think that's part of it, too, of people had convinced themselves the Chiefs would turn it around, and that's why they're the most disappointing, because they just never did.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy that they're 6-9. We'll see if Mahomes is back at the start of next season. But that game, Broncos and Chiefs, will be Christmas night. Lions and Vikings will kick off 4:30. But the game getting us started on Thursday will be the Cowboys at the Commanders. Dallas, a 7-point favorite. Total is 50.5. Jake, maybe some can make the argument most disappointing team in the NFL this year was Washington. They're 4-11.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels hasn't been able to stay healthy. Made it to the NFC title game last year. Defense has been a complete mess. Dallas, a 7-point favorite on the road. Again, Josh Johnson, likely your starter for Washington. Would you have a play in this game?
I know it's crazy. It might be the over. That Dallas defense is so brutal. Jerry's going out of his way every week to just throw Matt Eberflus under the bus and then back over him again. Like, it's just, even though it's Josh Johnson, he's been in the league for a decade. So you don't stick around that long if you can't bring something of value. Just, hey, chuck it up. Try some trick stuff with Debo, see what happens. You know the Cowboys are going to score, so might be the over, PJ.
Does it bring you more happiness to see Eberflus' defense get shredded or to hear a Ben Johnson good, better, best video at the end of a win?
No, it's Ben Johnson. I don't think it's like the meme, PJ, of Matt Eberflus from Mad Men. I feel sorry for you. I don't think about you at all. I don't think about Matt Eberflus. I don't care.
Nor should you. Nor should you with Ben Johnson as your coach. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about Cowboys Commanders, getting to the two games that we have on Saturday, and then some of our favorite bets for Sunday in Week 17 in the NFL. PJ Glasser, Jake Son, this is Bet Sweats.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, wrapping up hour one here on Bet Sweats, PJ Glasser and Jake Hassan with ya. There will be no Bet Sweats the next 3 days as we are all off for the holidays. Jake, you got any plans coming up for Christmas? Your family lives in the Chicago area, right? They're pretty close by.
Yeah, they're a quick train ride away, so that's going to be a quick trip tomorrow. I'll wait until Christmas Eve morning. What could possibly go wrong? And then, yeah, you know, at the parents' house for a couple of days and probably just cry.
Do you wish the Bears were playing on Christmas Day, or is it best that they're not so that they don't make you sad?
So here's my thing with the Bears, and this could be an overarching conversation. Like, this season, especially now after Saturday night, this season is an overwhelming success. Like, the Bears could lose the last two games and fine. Like, you're in the playoffs. You're going to have a double-digit season win. A double-digit win season. And, like, it's an overwhelming, resounding success. We were all expecting, what, 8, maybe 9 wins? And now you've just burned through the season right to the playoffs. You have a coach that's maybe going to win coach of the year. Caleb looks like he actually is that dude that we all thought he was coming out of USC. And you're excited for what he's going to look like next year in his second year in the Ben Johnson offense. So to answer your question, PJ, it doesn't bother me that the Bears aren't playing on Christmas, but not because I would be scared that they would make me sad. Like, I would be annoyed if they lost on Christmas Day for sure, but that's what the holiday cocktails are for, and you just move on with your life. It's fine.
That's what they're there for. The Ravens have played on Christmas the last 2 years. They've played very well on Christmas the last 2 years, so that has been quite enjoyable, I will say. But it is fun to kind of, because the family's all together, right? And usually in most families, like, you all root for the same sports teams, so it's kind of nice when everybody's together. You can kind of watch the game, and especially when your team's playing well and they win. Because, Jake, the last two Christmas games, the first one was that game against the Niners when both of them were the two best teams in the league, went to San Francisco, smoked them. That was enjoyable. And then last year against the Texans, where they won like 30-2, that was also quite enjoyable. So the last Christmases have gone very well. They're playing on Saturday this year. We'll get to that game in a moment. But the first game up on Saturday, Jake, is probably the game I'm looking the most forward to this week outside of Bears-Niners, and that's the Chargers and the Texans. Chargers are a 2-point favorite at home. Total in the game is 39.5. Again, the Chargers control their own destiny to win the division. If they win out, because they play the Broncos in Week 18 and they already beat them, they win out, they win the AFC West. I don't know, man. What do we make of this game? Chargers laying 2 at home.
I'm still pretty bullish on the Texans. I still think this is a team that can win the AFC. I'm obsessed with this Texans team. I played a couple exactas with them a couple weeks ago, Texans to meet the Eagles and Texans to meet the Rams in the Super Bowl. And just because I really think in a year, and we talked about how wide open the NFC is, like, in a year where the AFC is pretty wide open too, because you're going to have, and I'm going to do the same thing that everyone's been doing for weeks now, no Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar, like, a second year Drake May. So how much longer is this ride going to, how much longer is he going to play at this level? And a Buffalo team that year after year can't get over the hump. And yeah, no Kansas City this year, but it just feels like the AFC is wide open. Broncos, Jaguars, whatever. So I'm still really bullish on this Texans team. Now, all of that being said, I think the Chargers have surprised me a little bit. I thought they'd be good, not potential number one overall seed good. Like, I thought they'd be a 10-win team, 11-win team, but I didn't think that they would be this consistent, because with the Chargers, usually Herbert is out at some point with some kind of injury, or something weird happens on offense for them and they're without people. But they've held it together, and the Chargers have been pretty good this year. But I like both of these teams. I'll probably end up taking the plus money with Houston, because to me, this is, in my head, when I make the game, it's kind of just a pick 'em to me.
Well, and that's what the line is telling you, because, you know, at SoFi, you probably give the Chargers like 1 point for home field, and then maybe
give them even a point?
Maybe not. Maybe a half a point. And then you probably give them another half a point for the travel, you know, Houston on a short week going from Houston out to L.A. So if this game was on a neutral, it'd probably be like Chargers -1, to your point. It'd probably be like a pick 'em, essentially. I like the under, Jake. I like under 39.5. I think this game is going to go very similar to how that Chargers-Eagles Monday night game went. Like, how is that Chargers offensive line going to protect against that Houston pass rush? They're not. Like, it's just like, I mean, their offensive line is so banged up. They have essentially all second stringers. Oh, and here's Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and that Texans pass rush. And then if you happen to protect Herbert, then you got to go up against that ball hawking secondary. So I just think it's a bad matchup for LA. So I like the under, because on the flip side, you know, the Chargers just make you work the ball down the field. They've actually have more turnovers this year, Jake. They have more interceptions than passing touchdowns allowed. So it's going to be really tough for CJ Stroud and the Texans to move the ball also. I like under 39.5 quite a lot. And Jake, can I tell you, my favorite props are in this game, taking both field goal kickers over 1.5 field goals. Minus 150 for Fairbairn, minus 145 for Cameron Dicker. Oh, man. We're going to have like 3 or 4 field goals out of both guys. It's going to be a field goal fest.
That rocks.
I can't wait. So we're definitely taking both of those bad boys. I like the under, though. Instead of trying to figure out who's going to win the game, I look at this matchup and I say, I don't know how the Texans are going to score much against the Chargers. I don't know how the Chargers are going to score much against the Texans. Yeah, it's low at 39.5, especially for an indoor game on turf. I'm still taking the under. So I'll go under 39.5.
In that kind of similar vein of, if we think it's going to be a very defensive heavy game, and I don't disagree with anything that you said at all, should we just, and they're not posted yet because it's Tuesday and we have a couple days before these games actually kick off, but when they get posted, do we just take the Houston Texan with the longest number to record a sack? Because you know Will Anderson's going to be getting double teamed. You know they're going to be holding Danielle Hunter, try and hold him back. Do we just take a Texan at the longest number to record a sack and just cash? Like, it feels like that's the way to think of, like, sure, Will Anderson probably gets his, Danielle Hunter probably gets his, but there's going to be other guys at longer prices because those two suck up so much of the win probability. And like you said, the whole line is just these second stringers, third stringers. Feels like that's a way to play it if you want to play on some defensive stuff. Just once they get posted, take a Texan, whoever longest price to get a sack is, just throw that dart, baby.
Don't hate that at all. Can I tell you, Jake, I kind of don't hate either quarterback to go over their rushing yardage either. Herbert's at 21.5, Stroud's at 7.5, especially Herbert. I mean, like, he's going to have no time. He's going to be running for his life. So maybe you look at his attempts at 4.5 instead of the yards, because I don't know how many yards he's going to run for. But Stroud's rushing number is only at 7.5. And ever since acquiring Adafe Owe, the Chargers' pass rush has been much better. So, I mean, Stroud can get that on one scramble. So I think that's another angle in this game. Both quarterbacks over their rushing yards as well. But excited for that one on Saturday. The game I'm not excited for is Saturday night at Lambeau when the Ravens travel to Green Bay to take on the Packers, because I want this season to be over. I want a new head coach. I want Lamar to be healthy. And I'm sick and tired of Jacob blowing fourth quarter leads. With all that being said, I think the Ravens are actually going to win this game, because the thing about the Ravens and Steelers is they never make it easy on the other team, right? We all went into last week saying, oh, the Steelers are going to lose to the Lions. The Ravens could beat the Patriots. And then week 17 between these teams isn't going to matter. What ends up happening? Well, the Steelers beat the Lions and the Ravens end up losing. And now the Ravens need to win and they need the Steelers to lose, which I kind of think might happen. And then going into week 18, everybody's going to be like, oh, now the Ravens are going to take care of business. And then Steelers +3 will be my biggest bet of the year. And I'll just be rich off of that, because the Ravens will not win
of the year.
Of the year. If that game is for the division and we get Steelers +3, oh, Jake, I'm salivating over here thinking about all the money I'm going to make betting the Steelers +3 in that game. Even with Metcalf suspended for the fight, it doesn't matter. The Ravens will not win that game. I kind of think they're going to win this game, though. I wouldn't expect Lamar to play, and we kind of don't even know who the Packers quarterback is going to be. Love's still in concussion protocol. Willis is dealing with an injury, so who knows what Green Bay is going to end up doing. And like the Packers, Jake, this game, look, if they win, they're in the postseason. It's obviously a big game. They obviously want to win it, but I think they do realize that like they have an extra level of like cushion. And the more important thing is to have Jordan Love healthy, ready to go. They play Minnesota next week. So they, you know, even though they have to go on the road, the Vikings would love nothing more than knock the Packers out of the playoffs. They should win that game. I just like the Ravens are a better team on the road. And I don't know. I just got a funny feeling that they're going to win that game. And if we do have a lead in the fourth quarter, Jake, just a crazy thought, but like maybe we could have Derrick Henry on the field and give him some carries. Like crazy thought, but maybe they could do that.
Coach PJ, I think that's a very bold take of you. Got to see how it pans out. PJ, let me ask you this question though: of would you rather? Because let's say you're right. Like, okay, you beat the Packers this week, and let's say it is Jordan Love, or if it's Malik Willis, whatever, who cares? So let's say the Ravens win, and then let's say you're right, that the Steelers, let's say the Steelers win outright in week 18, and then that John Harbaugh's returning notification hits on Monday morning.
I will not watch football next season. I won't watch.
Stop
I will not
it.
Watch. I will
Stop.
Not watch. No, you're right.
That's a bold-faced lie. Get out.
It's such a lie. It's such a lie. I will tell you this. I won't go to any games. I won't go to any games. that also could be a lie if I get free tickets. We'll see.
But yeah, situations are situational.
I will be miserable, Jake. I will, because you know why? It's like I already know how the season is going to play out. I mean, it's the same thing every year. Lose at Buffalo, lose at Kansas City, blow double-digit fourth-quarter leads, like, not run the ball. It's, like, the same. I want to lose in different ways. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to have something new to experience.
Just change it up a little.
Change it up a little. You know, I just want something new in my life instead of the same thing every single
year. Careful what you wish for.
God. Yeah, that's true, too. More Bet Sweats, hour two up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.